Okay, I will begin our town hall today. This is Chris Castle. I'm the president of the National Quality Forum, and I'm happy to welcome such a large number of people to this, our first ever town hall. So if this is any indication, I suspect we'll be doing more of these, and we welcome your feedback afterwards about topics and about how much you would like to participate in any future such discussions. What we want to talk to you about today is about a new and exciting set of directions for NQF and to get your feedback about them. And there are many new directions for NQF. We have a short time today. We're going to focus on approaches to gaining in the efficiency and effectiveness of our endorsement process. But before we get started, I'd like to just say a few words about the format today. That in my first few months here at NQF, and actually for a little while before I started, I heard many times that NQF should become better at communication, that we needed to listen more and we needed to be more responsive to changes in the healthcare environment. So I'm here today to let you know that we are, and we're in response to that in many ways changing the way we work. We're listening and we're eager to work collaboratively to meet the needs of many different diverse healthcare partners. And this town hall is an indication of that. The next hour is our time with you to hear your questions and to initiate concerns, to understanding concerns that you may have, and good ideas and suggestions that you may have. So, as you all know, the healthcare community and the quality concerns of the healthcare community are increasingly asking for more visible and faster and more targeted progress and in improving quality, reducing waste, and focusing on care that's more patient-centered. This progress is dependent on getting to better measures faster. So NQF and others are now taking steps to change our approach to both measure development and our interaction with measure developers and to the endorsement process and the feedback on how measures are actually being used. In our view, this new approach should be less resource-intensive and burdensome and more readily able to fill high-priority gap areas, capable of driving our system to shared accountability and more appropriate use of services more quickly and at lower cost itself. So in collaboration with our federal partners and with measure developers and healthcare colleagues, we are rethinking the endorsement process. And we've done it using the same tools that many of you in the healthcare delivery world have already understood and adopted, that is to say, lean. And we're going to be telling you more specifics about our experience with the lean process initially and where that might take us going forward. We've asked a few of the colleagues from the federal government and from the measure development world to join us today and briefly share their perspectives. And I'm pleased to welcome those individuals to this town hall discussion. Kevin Larson, the medical director at the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. Jane Hart Chambers, senior vice president for quality at the Federation of American Hospitals. And Jenna Williams-Bader, assistant director for performance measurement at NCQA. So thanks to the three of you for joining us today. All three of these individuals participated in the Kaizen event you'll be hearing about. And I'd now like to turn this over to Dr. Helen Burstyn, NQF Senior Vice President, who's one of the key leaders in the NQF team. Helen?
Great. Thank you so much, Chris, and really thank you so much for your strong support of these efforts. As you promised us, the Kaizen to bust rocks, we're going to hold you to it, and I think what you'll hear today is our attempt to really show you what has happened so far and really get your input. We really have been rethinking how the quality community can best meet the needs of a changing healthcare system to make sure we can develop and endorse measures that meet the changing goals and changing needs of the healthcare system. And when we kicked this effort off a few months ago, we decided to do a Kaizen event. And for those of you who don't know what that is, a Kaizen is a lean management approach, which is systematically designed to help achieve better efficiency and quality. So with that approach, we had over 100 stakeholders with us as we worked through together to think about better ways to explore more effective ways to provide timely, earlier input into the measure development and endorsement lifecycle, and also really think of ways that we could significantly eliminate waste and improve the efficiency and really the effectiveness of the endorsement process. So the discussion ideas that came forth were really truly inspiring to see. It was a wonderful opportunity, and I think it reminded all of us how different work is when we're planning and coming up with innovative ideas with our partners at the table. And it was great to see how participants in the Kaizen really challenged themselves to think about how all of our work collectively around measure development and endorsement could be more agile and adaptable, less costly, and produce better results. And I could certainly go on and talk about the meeting, but I think it's much better to have our external colleagues who are part of the Kaizen speak to what came out of their participation in this event and how those ideas are starting to change the way we all work. We're going to turn to our three speakers, and then we're going to come back and transition from questions. We'll start with some questions from email, and then an opportunity for all of you certainly to please call in with questions. But let's actually begin. The first speaker is Kevin Larson. Kevin, are you with us? Can you start us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you so much for having me on the call. It's really exciting, and it's been a fantastic partnership that we've had with you. I was really pleased to be part of your quality improvement event, your Kaizen, and the commitment of your team, the intelligence of your team, and the people that were present it was really inspiring. We had a great week, but it was not a week in isolation. It was a week that has been part of ongoing discussions and a lot of great work that you guys have done for many years, being iterative about how your processes work, about how you really support the country in a terrific set of measures that meet some really high bar criteria that you have worked hard to set in a consensus-based way. As Dr. Castle mentioned, Lean is a strategy and approach that we've been taking in the federal government around quality measures as well. And so I think it was really exciting to be able to share some common ways of work and some common insights, and then also learn from each other in kind of insights that you guys have come to and insights that we've come to in the federal work in this as well. One of the things that I think is so appealing about the Lean process is that it, if done right, it actually decreases risk. It lets you move in many ways faster than you could without Lean because you're committing yourself to constant small tests of change. And with those small tests of change, you also commit yourself to a constant evaluation of what those small tests of change have done. And only those best things that come out, only the things that are successful, that really live up to your goals and expectations, and your predetermined criteria are the ones that you move forward with. The other small tests of change you put to the side. So many industries that have been adopting Lean actually adopt it as a risk mitigation strategy. They feel it's actually a much lower risk way to do a large-scale change in their institution than it is to do in what we've historically done, which is a lot of planning and a lot of behind-the-scenes work with some big bang all-at-once change, which has a lot of risks. And although many of us think we're really smart and can think of all of the implications, most of us can't. Whereas the iterative commitment to constant improvement and studied constant improvement really lets us do that. So I had a terrific time at my week there. I was impressed with the amount of participation of your board and the leadership of your organization, but equally or more impressed with the intelligence of the people doing the work at NQF and the fantastic ideas that they have throughout the organization, and how you were very very receptive and open to your customers and collaborators, and this is a solution that I think starts us towards a path of shared vision and shared goals rather than any one particular group or stakeholder having a key direction for how the path should be. So I look forward to continuing to be involved. This is very important to the work here at HHS. It's critical if we are going to change to a value-oriented healthcare system that we do that in a way that all of us believe in and trust. And NQF is critical in making that happen. So, again, it's been fantastic, and I look forward to more ongoing work.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Really appreciate it. And thanks to you and the whole ONC CMS team for all the help you provided to us in getting the Kaizen up and running, and obviously for your ongoing support. It's been really valuable to have HHS as a partner in these efforts. So next I'll turn to Jane. Are you with us, Jane?
Hi. I am. Hi.
Wonderful. Welcome.
Thanks very much. I'm delighted to have an opportunity to talk about the Kaizen. It was my first ever experience doing something like that, and you'd think having come with a business degree that maybe at some point I would have gone through it, but I hadn't, and so it was really eye-opening from that standpoint. As a person who works mostly with public policy and how quality measures are implemented in payment programs, it was educational to have all the stakeholders in the room actually making connections and talking to each other about what their work is and where the work is hampered in various places, and the impact the inefficiencies in the system may have down the road. And I felt that over the week-long period of time that we really made great strides in ferreting out where there had been waste, what we could do to make the process more streamlined, and it's been really important to work as part of a work group after that point where we're continuing to try to streamline the process on the front end and how we get measures into the system for NQF then to look at for the endorsement process and the scientific soundness of those. And where do we bring patient perspective early on in the process was one of the eye-opening experiences for me as we went through the week. I commend NQF for putting this together. I think the working relationship there and the input from ONC, from ONC and its work in helping to make this happen was really valuable for everyone who is looking at how to use quality measures, where quality measures fit in the system. And I think it really informs our process going forward and has made it much easier as an advocate to be able to be out there and explain how the process works and why it's such an important process. And to be able to say, and we are continuing to work to improve that, to make it better in every step of the way. So thanks for including me in it, and I hope others have an opportunity to participate in something like this also, because it makes all the work we do very real in current time.
Thank you so much, Jane. Those are great comments, and thank you for your ongoing support to the work groups. I think people had the sense, 4 days and then we were done, but the work really was just beginning, and we were really gratified that the vast majority of participants said they would be very happy to follow up, and they've joined us in work groups, and they're really helping to make a lot of those great ideas and efficiencies you pointed out at the meeting a reality. So we're really delighted. So lastly, I'm going to turn to Jenna. Are you with us?
Jenna may be having a little bit of problems with her line on our end, so we're working with Jenna to get back onto the right line.
Okay.
And Jenna, if you are with us today, you can press star zero.
She's on. Okay. Well, maybe while we're waiting, we did get a good number of questions that came in via email. So maybe I'll just start with is that
Sorry.
You, Jenna?
Yes, it is. Sorry about that.
Wonderful. Not a problem. Welcome, Jenna.
Thank you so much. So I apologize to everyone for that little delay. So I've I think I was invited as someone who's participated in other Kaizen events related to measure development. I participated in the HHS-sponsored and organized Kaizen event that happened at the very beginning of this year, I think, around e-measure development and how to streamline that process. And we certainly learned a lot through that particular Kaizen. And I've been participating in follow-up work from that Kaizen. And as was pointed out earlier, this is ongoing work, and we continue to be working on that e-measure Kaizen work as well as the NQF work that came out of their Kaizen. I definitely echo what others, the sentiments that have been expressed by others so far, and I do appreciate that NQF has given NC2A the opportunity to provide some feedback about what we've experienced so far and what we are looking forward to seeing in the future. First, we are very excited about some of the changes that NQF has proposed, including the ability to submit measures at different times as we are piloting with the endocrine process. Unfortunately, at this time, we have a lot of measures in endocrine, so we didn't see much of a change yet. We did have 7 measures to submit. It would have been 14, so I guess it could have been even more work than we already had to do. But we are interested to see how the standing committees and this more stepped approach to measure submission, how that happens in the future and what that process does look like. We are hoping that that will help to reduce some of the burden on measure developers, particularly some of us have quite a few measures to submit throughout the year, and so we're definitely looking forward to hopefully reduce burden from that, and also the ability to submit measures when we really need to. So, for example, if the guidelines have changed and we've done a review of our measures, we look forward to being able to submit that when we've had a chance to a measure that we've reviewed, have a chance to submit it once we've been able to review the evidence and having that more ongoing process rather than one time every 3 years. We have also noticed much more proactive outreach from NQF staff on all of the committees that have happened since the Kaizen, and we do appreciate that staff has been very responsive. They're very timely in their responses to us, and they have been reaching out and engaging us as a measure developer more. Also, we are interested to see what this looks like after a year. As I said, we haven't quite seen noticed an impact in the changes yet, but we are looking forward to seeing what happens. We think we'd like to recommend maybe pulling together the measure community after 2 to 3 committees have met, which might be a year, to really make sure that it's meeting everyone's needs, this new process, and that it isn't actually causing unforeseen problems or barriers. And we also would like to recommend maybe a survey of the measure developers to help participate in that discussion and to provide some feedback on the process, on this revised process. We also, regarding the standing committees, we did really appreciate that NQF took the time to get feedback from us during the Kaizen about the steering committees and what's going well, what could be improved. And one of the things that we've heard mentioned is giving the steering committees more training in measure, in how to review these measures and the frame that might be taken when reviewing measures for endorsement. And also to help make the interactions between the steering committees and measure developers be more collaborative, and we really look forward to it being a more collaborative experience between us, steering committees, and NQF. Lastly, I think one of the, again, something that came out of the Kaizen that we're looking forward to is seeing an opportunity for measure developers to tell the story of their measures in a submission form. It's something that we've always struggled with, is where exactly in that submission form should we, can we tell the story of how the measure, why and how the measure was created, and really the backstory that we think is the really the backbone of these measures, and it doesn't fit into any of the boxes very neatly right now. I really welcome that NQF gave me the chance to provide some feedback and look forward to questions.
Great. Thank you so much, Jenna. This is Helen again. So we're really delighted that you've actually been able to see some of the early changes and certainly many more to follow. And since you pointed out what a great opportunity it would be to bring the developers back together again, we are planning on having an in-person meeting of the developers again, probably sometime in June. So we would very much will plan to reach out to the developers and have an opportunity to plan that meeting with you to make sure it's meeting all the needs. But certainly, just being able to hear this collaborative engagement with measure developers was really one of the things we were hoping to achieve as a result of the Kaizen. So I think our thanks to all three presenters. That was absolutely wonderful, some very, very different perspectives on the process, but I think we heard a lot about the hope of what could be and some early changes that people can already see, which is wonderful. So with that, I'm going to ask our operator to open the lines and see if anybody has any questions. So perhaps while the operator is queuing, we did get a number of questions sent via email in advance of the meeting. And the first one we received is, why is NQF changing the endorsement process? And I'm happy to take this one, certainly. So we've clearly heard from many of our stakeholders that the endorsement process needs to change with the times. We need a much more efficient and agile process that's more user-friendly. We're really pleased by what you've heard so far of our partnership with a variety of people, including our developer colleagues, our federal partners, the end users of measures, the implementers like Jane was talking about, and other stakeholders to really make sure we're getting the right measures out there in a more timely manner. So it was just time to change it to make sure that it really meets everyone's needs. We have been doing lots of work around the edges of the endorsement process for a very long time, but have never really done a full wholesale change to the process. So we're really looking forward to continuing to build on the early successes of the Kaizen and think about the best possible way to get the best possible output out of the endorsement process. Operator, any questions on the call? I see there's one that just came in.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. We have no questions over the phone lines at this time.
Great. Well, we have one. Actually, we have a couple. They're streaming in on our chat box. So the first one is from Thomas Dent, which is, what is the relationship with NQF and other methodology committees of CMS? Governing board and other measurement groups like LeapFrog? It's a good question. There's a lot of, not exactly sure I know what is referred to by the methodology committee. I'm assuming you mean sort of the technical expert panels that assist CMS in their measure development efforts and other measurement groups who use measures like LeapFrog. Well, one important point is to note that those entities are, the NQF is a multi-stakeholder group by its nature and actually actively engage with all those groups. CMS, for example, sits on the NQF board, is very engaged in our work, have worked very closely with folks at LeapFrog over the years, participation in our committees, really just making sure we're meeting the needs of those who are most interested in public reporting of measures. Let's see.
The next question we received over web chat was, how can Measure developers who have not participated in the Kaizen discussions to date get involved?
So what you can actually do is we have a web page on our website. It's the N2F Improving Processes page. We also have an email inbox where you can email us to try and get involved, and we'll notify you of future events that we'll be bringing. We do plan on having more events in the future, and that email inbox is actually improvement@qualityforum.org.
Great. Thank you so much, Adila. I see there's a question from Don Casey. Hello, Don. Welcome. What will be some measures of success if the new process is working correctly? I'm going to ask Tarun Amin to take that question.
So there are a number of specific elements that we'll be testing, one that involves overall cycle time, which we hope to improve directionally. But as you all know, the multi-stakeholder process includes many public comment periods and includes time for measure developers to submit measures. So it's unclear. I mean, we have some targets related to the overall cycle time. Some also include actually improving the reliability of the process and ensuring that measures that are ultimately submitted to the N2F endorsement process meet the overall criteria. So we're hoping that through upstage improvement in terms of supporting measure developers through the process of endorsement, and understanding what is required through the endorsement process, that we'll have a higher rate of measures that actually meet the NQF endorsement, which is our ultimate metric that we'd like to affect. Again, that's not changing the endorsement criteria, but ensuring that we're improving processes upstream to ensure that measures are developed that in a way that meet the stakeholders' needs.
Great. Thank you, Drew. So there's a question asking if we could provide a bit more detail on how this process will work and whether we could send out a deck with the final conclusions reached by the Kaizen, and we can certainly post that to our website. We just shared it with our board of directors, actually. Who would like to begin to give some of the
specifics?
The specifics around some of the changes. Would you like to
start, Helen, just because I think that some people, we've been talking about this since September, and so we kind of think we are clear about that, and this is Chris. I've written in my monthly letter to the members of NQF more about it, and we've written in blogs and other places. So there are kind of three major parts of the endorsement process where these changes will occur, and some of them have already occurred, as you heard from Jenna, and some are still on the planning and drawing board stages related to federal contracts that we currently have. So the first is what Tarun was mentioning about upstream involvement. This has to do with the fact that a number of measure developers, particularly people who haven't been as involved and active in submitting measures to NQF, may need some advice as they're developing the measure that makes it more likely that their measure is going to meet the criteria. So that's a new activity for NQF to work upstream and to help facilitate that process. We also are actively working on other ways to help facilitate getting measure developers together with data sources, experts, and resources to help develop measures in gap areas. We call this an incubator concept. You'll be hearing more about that as well. Then in the actual endorsement process, two key important things. One is moving towards not having to wait for a call for measures every three or X number of years before we can accept measures as they're developed in a certain area, but having standing committees and what I think of as an open pipeline of people being able to submit their measures whenever they're ready. Now, this, too, is going to require changes in our federal contracts, so we're deeply engaged in discussions with CMS about how exactly to do that so that the support that we receive from them will allow us to do more of that. We're piloting it now with the endocrine measures, as you heard. And then the last part is about more rapid feedback loops, and we do have this ability now on the website in the quality positioning system to give real-time feedback about measures that you're using. But clearly, as we get more adaptive, we have to find ways to bring that into that pipeline process in the upstream process, to, if measures are not working, to find ways to get them re-engineered more quickly. So I think those are the high-level changes.
Absolutely.
That we talked about.
Yeah, thanks so much, Chris. And there's a series of changes that are more specific to some changes within the endorsement process per se, and I wonder if perhaps some staff would like to go through some of those. So would it be useful perhaps to talk a little bit about standing committees? I think is one of the first changes that you'll see. I believe Andrew can give you some background there.
Sure. So the move to standing committees is intended to address a number of issues raised by our stakeholders and our colleagues in the healthcare community. We're expecting standing committees to bring increased consistency to NQF's processes by ensuring continuity and stability in committee membership across projects over time that occur in the same topic area. As Jenna mentioned a little bit earlier, the committee members will receive a bit of increased training and education around our processes and our criteria and the application of those criteria. So the committee members, as standing members and, you know, continuing in these topic areas over time, we'll have the opportunity to gain more experience with the consensus development process and to develop a better understanding of their roles and expectations as committee members. This, again, will lead to more consistency in application of the endorsement criteria and will also allow committee members to gain some more familiarity with their topic area portfolios, which will enhance harmonization and gaps discussions. In addition, the presence of standing committees will facilitate NQF's ability to accept and evaluate measure submissions more frequently, as they'll be just sort of ready, at the ready, in their positions. And we are piloting this kind of effort in the endocrine project, as I believe has been mentioned earlier.
Great. Thanks so much, Andrew. We've got quite a list of questions coming in via the chat box. There's one here from Eugenia Smither, which asks the question of, have we considered some just-in-time training posted to the NQF website to facilitate increased participation in measure submission? So I've asked Lisa Montali to respond a bit to some of the new work that we're doing around further technical assistance to measure developers.
Hello, this is Elisa Montali, and I work very closely with another colleague of ours, Ashley Morsal, on measure maintenance. And what we did to kick off these projects that you have in front of you is to arrange one-on-one developer calls, and we also have incorporated mechanisms in all of the topic areas for project staff to provide technical assistance. In addition to that, we are working very closely with HSAG, the Health Services Advisory Group, to launch a collaborative web series of about 7 webinars starting from January 2014 to July of 2014 on a number of topic areas. And, of course, we'll bring up this issue to them as well. But we do plan to post the recording of all of these sessions to our website, and HSAG plans to do the same.
Great. Thank you so much. And I'll just point out, this is Helen again, that collaboration grew directly out of the Kaizen. And formerly, those calls by the Health Services Advisory Group were only to CMS contractors doing measure development. And because of these joint efforts now, these calls will be open to all developers, regardless of whether you're under contract to CMS. So we think it's a really great shared resource.
Helen, there seems to be a number of questions that are coming in through the stream that are focused on which projects are piloting change and what sort of changes broadly individuals could be expected to see in some of the upcoming projects. Maybe some members of our team could answer that.
That's great. Thanks, Drew.
Sure. So all projects will be piloting the standing committees, which we spoke about earlier. Endocrine, while will be unique in the sense that it will also be piloting more frequent measure submissions, and so anyone who's actually submitting to that project will start to see the difference in that. Also, readmissions will be doing continuous commenting, and health and well-being will pilot a new system called support and not support.
Great. Thanks so much. Any other changes we'd want to highlight?
Let's go through and answer the question about what we mean by continuous commenting.
So continuous commenting was created in response to some input we heard from our NQF stakeholders about how the 30-day comment period was limiting. And so now commenters will be able to provide input on measures all the time, and the steering committee will be able to consider those comments both before their in-person meeting and after the endorsement recommendation is made. And additionally, they'll be able to comment on measures that are not in a current project, and if needed, they might also be able to trigger an ad hoc review.
Great, thank you.
It also seems related to that question, there's still a question outstanding around how or what it means to indicate support of a measure during the commenting process. Lindsay, maybe you can take that one.
Yeah, so it's kind of indicated in the health and well-being project that's upcoming. We're going to be piloting an option for commenters to indicate whether they support a measure for endorsement or if they don't support a measure for endorsement when they're commenting on the measure. This is something that arose out of our Kaizen event with stakeholders really indicating that there is value in getting an earlier sense of what NQF stakeholders think about a measure rather than waiting until our member voting period. By getting this input earlier, we expect that the standing committees will be able to address the issues raised in a more meaningful way, and the information will serve as an input to them when they're evaluating the measures against the NQF endorsement criteria. So the committee will see some information about whether stakeholders generally support the measure or not, but then they'll also see comments pertaining to whether or not the measure meets the NQF endorsement criteria. All of this will feed into their actual evaluation of the measure against the endorsement criteria.
Great. Thanks so much.
I saw there was also a question up here from Akeen Demahin from the AHA, specifically asking about the relationship between these improvement activities and our recent work on defining consensus, and I think that's a really good question. Much of what we're talking about today are efforts within the endorsement process to increase opportunity for commenting, have more opportunity for measure developers to send measures in more frequently, but we did just discuss with our board last week the findings of the consensus task force, which came up with some better definitions for what happens in what we're calling the gray zone when measures don't have clear consensus and we move into a more deliberative process. So those changes will continue to proceed along with all the other changes we're making as part of the consensus process. The board will be doing additional work on defining consensus and some important issues around balance of interest, and we'll, again, make sure everybody's fully communicated about how both the efficiency changes and the changes we're making to the consensus process we're talking about today will relate to the changes already moving forward as part of the changes that result from the great work of the consensus task force.
I just want to add that we've just added the link to the webinar for our improving processes page, so you can click on that link actually and see all the improvements on one webpage.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Let's see. I see there's a question from Rebecca Swain-Eng about how NQF is going to ensure that quality care of individuals with less common conditions, such as neurologic conditions, can be maintained in a measurement environment where care is not being measured. So essentially, the issue, as she points out, is how NQF proposes to address disease-specific needs of patients with uncommon clinical conditions. That's a great question, Rebecca. We will be continuing to maintain our standing committees across all the different cross-cutting areas as well as the topical areas. We will bring to those committees specific input from the national partners, national party partners, as well as MAP about what some of the key gaps are. We'll also work with your community to figure out how we can best meet the needs of some patients with specific conditions, whether that's work we'll hopefully be doing through our the incubator we're hoping to design in the early winter, as well as perhaps opportunities for us to link up with emerging registries and start thinking about how we might be able to get some outcome measures that emerge out of those processes. I'll also just point out, I know Rebecca just shared with us a set of measures that the American Academy of Neurology is developing, and we're really delighted to see more of that groundswell of requesting early input and getting more technical assistance. So thanks for that question, Rebecca.
Helen, there also seems to be a few questions around how one would participate on a standing committee. It seems with some of the changes in the nomination process, seems like additional questions around that topic. Maybe Ashley can take that.
Sure. So those of you that have been submitting nominations as of late may have noticed that there is a new nomination form. And the difference with this form is that it's more like a profile page that can be updated at any time. Any of the nominations that you submit will be accessible to you when you log into the NQF nominations form. With this new form, you can submit nominations for multiple projects at once for each nominee. And NQF will consider you for each of those committees as you check those boxes. You can also submit nominations at any time for our standing committees. And NQF will be tracking these nominations for the different areas, and you'll be considered at the time those committees will be are seeking nominations or filling seats for standing committees as the terms expire.
We had a related question about what can be expected once somebody submits a nomination. Suzanne, are you available to answer that one?
Yes, I am. So if you've submitted a nomination to a committee that's actively seeking nominations, our committee management office will reach out to you, the nominee, to complete additional materials for your nomination. Those might include your disclosure of interest form, your confirmation of availability for the calls and meetings that we've pre-scheduled, stuff like that. Once the NQF staff have met and seated the committee, you'll be notified prior to the posting of the proposed roster whether you've been selected or not. And this is usually within about 30 days of the close of the call for nominations. And if you've submitted a nomination for a standing committee that is not actively seeking nominees at that time, you'll remain in our applicant pool of nominees to be considered once seats are available. And we're looking at rotating seats for standing committees on a 2-year and a 3-year term schedule. If you're not selected for a particular committee, you may still be considered for other committees based on the expertise you indicated in your profile. And one other change I want to note is that you'll need to complete a new disclosure of interest form for each committee that you've been nominated for as part of our new form and our new policy.
Great. Thanks so much. And I think we've already seen some early examples of somebody applying for one committee, and then we just roll them right over to the next committee so you don't have to reapply. And we clearly heard from the Kaizen event that it's a fair amount of work to submit all those materials, so you won't have to do it again. I'm going to quickly just ask the operator again if there's anybody on the line who'd like to ask a question. We seem to have no shortage in the chat box or email, but I just want to, if there's somebody live here, I'd love to hear from you. Operator?
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We have no questions over the phone lines at this time.
Super. Thanks so much. So for those of you who are online, you may have noticed that our staff member, Adila Khan, is answering questions in real time. We're going to pick up on some of the questions we think we want to have a chance to discuss. One of the ones that was sent in advance was a question about hearing that NQF is developing a measure pipeline and want to know what other measures are under development. What are the plans and how soon will it go live? So I'll turn to Elisa for that.
The plan is to launch the pipeline tomorrow, Tuesday, December 17th, so this is perfect timing. And we'll be asking developers to actively participate. This will be a voluntary process. We'll be looking to see if you have ideas for measures in development. Those that might be tested, those that might not. We just want to learn about your experience in the field developing measures. And so we probably can send out a link to the pipeline following this discussion today so that you have it for tomorrow. And we definitely hope you participate.
Yeah, we're really excited about the opportunity to have people share their concepts from the field, understand how we can help make sure people who are working in the same area are collaborating early to avoid the sort of harmonization difficulties we find later on.
So, Helen, there seems to be another question or two that are coming in the chat box around the piloting of reviewing measures and what that would mean for the frequency of measure review. So maybe Lindsay can take that for us. I think we're piloting that in terms of the endocrine committee.
So maybe you could talk about what that looks like for the endocrine pilot.
And somebody specifically asked Lindsay about whether measures would then get reviewed and endorsed more frequently. To clarify that.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're piloting in the Endocrine Standing Committee is measure submission every 6 months. So we have submission deadlines. Our first one actually just passed. It was in December of this year, and our next one will be in June of 2014. We're looking for new measures. We're also looking to distribute the maintenance measures in a way that makes sense logically for our committee to review related and similar measures together. At each point in time, once we hit a measure submission deadline, they will go through an entire consensus development process review, very similar to every other CDP project that many of you have participated in. The standing committee will review all measures against the NQF evaluation criteria. There will be public commenting opportunities and voting opportunities. CSAC and board review, and then endorsement recommendations at this point in time. So we're really trying to get the measures that are ready to be used into our process and put out at a more frequent pace so that people can begin using them rather than waiting on those three-year intervals. I'll comment that we are piloting this change because there is some concern that this might be a lot of work to track our projects, and so we want to see what the end burden is on our stakeholders to participate in this work as we create more opportunities for engagement. So certainly we're piloting this change. We'll be seeking feedback at various points in time throughout the pilot of this process and welcoming your feedback.
Great. Thanks, Lindsay. Any other questions on the chat box we should pull up? Let's see.
We did receive a question over email about how some of these improvement efforts might be focused on changing the actual NQF endorsement criteria or potentially the submission form at Troon.
So that's an interesting question. So the Kaizen really focused on trying to improve the process of measure development and endorsement through engaging our multi-stakeholders from across the healthcare continuum. Especially considering that NQF is not a measure developer, we wanted to ensure that our measure developer colleagues and others across the healthcare spectrum were part of the process of understanding how to improve measure endorsement. The CSAC, the Consensus Standards Approval Committee, a standing committee of the board, is ultimately responsible for the criteria for endorsement and submission form elements. So at this time, they weren't the scope of the Kaizen, but, you know, suggestions are welcome if there are specific areas that stakeholders feel need enhancement.
Great. Thanks so much. Is there another question?
Yeah. Let's see. John Shaw, Senate's question, is there any discussion of better alignment of usability and use and actual application and map? Seems to be a major source of controversy, for example, gave a couple of examples. Considerations of guidelines for use in the CDP would be helpful in addressing unintended negative consequences. So I can give a brief answer on that one. So the use and the updated criterion on use and usability is now part of our updated measure submission form. So I think you'll see there is significant more detail on asking developers to report both on positive effects of using the measure. Has the measure actually helped drive improvement, move the needle, as well as any concerns about potential unintended consequences. And John, we are considering efforts to think about how we can more internally at least have a more streamless process of ensuring that all the right information flows between endorsement and MAP and try to avoid as much duplication as possible. So that probably will be some continued lean work to follow once we get through this next round of the pre-rulemaking work. But certainly internally inside NQF, we are trying to work much more hand in glove and ensuring that the right information flows to the right group, regardless of where it originated, whether that's MAP or endorsement.
So there appear to be a number of questions that came up through the chat box from Thomas Dent talking about how NQF could basically take information from the field, whether it's through lean process improvement or really understanding change from the local level. So one of the components that came up through our Kaizen was trying to understand how we could enhance the feedback loop process and how we can get better information about these measures in use and areas of improvement that can be driven through our early commenting period. So one of the pilots that we're testing this in is the readmissions committee that will be launching later this year or that has been seeded or is in the process of being seeded early this year. And the goal of the early comment period is to really understand what users' experience has been in the care area and also with measures that are particularly under consideration.
Great. Thanks so much, Drew. All right. I'm not sure. Any other email questions, team, that it would be useful to put forward? Somebody had asked about where they could find a schedule of NQF projects, and we do actually now have a maintenance schedule that is available, and you can access it through the submitting standards page. We are currently doing our work in about a 7-month process from submission to endorsement. And received other specific questions? All right. Somebody had asked a question about the incubator that we've been talking about for a while now. I think we're starting to get more a bit more granular about what that all means. I'm going to turn to Andrew to give us a little bit more input about how the incubator fits into all of this.
Thanks, Ellen. So the Measure Incubator is an initiative that's sort of going on in parallel to the Kaizen and improvement activities. It's not explicitly linked to those activities, but we think it's very much in line with the objectives of NQF's improvement efforts, and we expect it will be an excellent complement to those ongoing activities. The Measure Incubator is going to help to bring together the right people, experts, people with data, people with innovative ideas, again, to bring these people together to quickly and effectively develop measures in prioritized gap areas. Our efforts to facilitate early stakeholder input in measure development decisions through these improvements will help to ensure that the incubator is addressing the right topic areas and that innovative measurement concepts are identified and fed into the incubator process through the pipeline and other early submission efforts. In turn, greater efficiencies in the measure testing and endorsement processes that are being worked out right now through the Kaizen activities will help ensure that measures developed through the incubator are rapidly evaluated and put back into use, accelerating the quality improvement and feedback cycle. So we're very excited about these efforts, and we feel like it's going to be there's going to be a lot of synergies between these activities and help to just sort of streamline the measure development, endorsement, and use processes generally.
Great. Thank you so much, Andrew. So we're almost
out of time, and again, this has been a great discussion. I want to,
We received a question over the stream from Carol Sakala. Do the new processes provide notable new opportunities for consumers and purchasers to engage, including through the measure pipeline?
Great.
I'll speak briefly. Some of our changes to the process are meant to allow consumers and purchasers to engage by making some of the more technical information a lot more understandable by our consumers and purchasers. So we're pulling together measure summaries that explain what the measure does and how the measure may or may not meet the criteria in kind of plain language so that everybody, regardless of their level of technical expertise, can understand the issues that are at hand. We're also allowing for earlier commenting opportunities prior to the steering committee meeting so that we can get that input from those who are using the measure, such as the consumers and purchasers who are using measures to make choices about how to access healthcare. They can give us feedback before we make endorsement recommendations. I'll pause and turn to Helen or Lisa for some comments on the measure pipeline. I don't know how that would work, but
I think the main issue for the measure pipeline would be anybody can submit to the measure pipeline. It doesn't just have to be the measure developer. So we would love to, for example, know of innovative measures that may be used on the ground in local areas, regional collaboratives, wherever the case may be, that could be put forward to us as part of this pipeline, and we may be able to help work with developers to bring it forward as a national standard. So I think there's a great opportunity to say there's innovation out there, and we see it, and share it with NQF so we can try to move it forward to be a national standard. We want to save a couple minutes at the end here to have Neil talk about our annual meeting. I just want to quickly thank everybody, thank the team today, and thank everybody for their great questions and input. Again, we mentioned it earlier, but we do have a specific email address now called improvement@qualityforum.org. Please feel free to send along any ideas, questions, as well as any suggestions about the format. Was this useful? We certainly had more engagement than we tend to have in some of our other meetings, so I think this may have gotten some people's attention. So we're really delighted, and thank you so much for helping us together partner with us to improve NQF processes. With that, I will turn it to Neil.
Well, Helen, thank you. I'd very much urge you and ask you to join us on February 13th and 14th here in Washington for the NQF Annual Conference at the Marriott Wharton Park Hotel here in Washington. Our annual conference will focus this year on quality information for consumers and patients and providers, but really a lot on consumers. And when I say quality information, I mean not just good information, but information about quality, of course, but specifically on how patients and consumers can make use of all the wealth of data that is available as a result of all the measures that we've been endorsing and developing over the course of years, how consumers can become engaged in the development process, how consumers and patients can best make use and make and how we can make this information more accessible to people who need to make healthcare decisions on their own. And, you know, over the course of, last 10 or more years, there's been, a wealth of information developed, but, you know, people aren't necessarily making use of that information when they make individual decisions on their own healthcare. And we want to find ways and talk about ways to help make that happen more effectively and more regularly. To close out our conference on Friday the 14th, on Valentine's Day, we'll have Senator Tom Daschle, former Senate Majority Leader, as well as former Utah Governor and HHS Secretary Mike Leavitt. They'll together speak about healthcare quality and about what's happening in the healthcare policy. But leading up to that, we'll have a series of discussions, panel discussions, individual speakers, breakout discussions on this topic of healthcare information for patients and consumers. This will be Chris Castle's first meeting as President and CEO of NQF. She'll be our opening speaker. We'll have ways in which we can hear from you and hear from attendees about our priorities, and we very much urge you to join us. Our registration is open now. There'll be a discounted early bird registration available until January 6th, actually the week of January 6th. And please plan on joining us. If you have any questions about the meeting, please don't hesitate to let us know. And we very much look forward to your being able to join us.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Neil. And I'm sure we'll have an opportunity as part of that meeting as well to make sure everybody has a chance to be share their concerns with us, let us know other ideas they may have about our efforts to streamline and improve the consensus process. But I see it's almost 2 o'clock, so I just want to thank everybody for your attention. And please send along any suggestions or ideas to improvement@qualityforum.org. And again, as we pointed out, you can see our work on our improving our processes, the NQF improving our processes page, where we'll post the slides, the pipeline document when it's ready tomorrow, and anything else we think would be useful to the broader public and membership. So thank you so much for your attention, and we look forward to doing this again. Thanks, everybody.